Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Curran, C-U-R-R-A-N, first name J-J-A-Y, the date of birth, April 1st, 1965, date of evaluation, November 12, 2025, referring physician, Dr. Warren Strudwick, the chief complaint, 60-year-old male, seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for left shoulder surgery, period. The HVI, the patient is a 60-year-old male who reports that he was driving a golf cart when it tipped over, pinning him under the cart, with resultant vertebral fractures, left shoulder compression fracture, L1 to L2 fractures on April 28, 2025. As a result of his injury, he has constant pain involving the left shoulder, period. Pain is typically dull. It is rated 6/10 subjectively. It is worsened with activity and increases to 10/10, period. There is associated decreased range of motion and weakness, resulting in him having difficulty holding objects, period. He states that he sometimes drops objects unknowingly, period. He notes that pain does radiate to the biceps and elbow, period. His past medical history includes that of a back injury, past surgical history, bilateral knee replacement, next number gastric surgery in 2018, next number melanoma, left shoulder and back, next number sinus surgery 2001, next number left knee surgery prior to replacement. The medications, Dexilin 60 milligrams one daily, Cymbalta 60 milligrams one daily, Gabapentin 300 milligrams 1 HS, Trazodone 150 milligrams, Ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID, PRN, allergies, tetracycline, the family history, father had melanoma, a sister had melanoma, as did a nephew, period. The aunt had ovarian cancer. His father died of lung cancer, period. Paternal grandfather had stomach cancer. The social history, patient denies cigarette smoking or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, unremarkable skin. He has moles, period. He has history of melanoma, as noted. Eyes, he has impaired vision and wears glasses. Respiratory, he has seasonal allergies. Musculoskeletal, he has L1-L2 injury. He has back pain, period. He has bilateral knee pain, period. He has shoulder injury, period. Psychiatric, he has insomnia. The physical examination, blood pressure 126/78, pulse 51, respiratory rate 16, height 72 inches, weight 244.8 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 52 beats per minute. There is right bundle branch block, period. Leftward axis noted, period. The impression, this is a 60-year-old male who has sustained an industrial injury to the left shoulder, period. Patient is now anticipated to undergo left shoulder surgery, period. He has a borderline abnormal EKG with right bundle branch block and left axis, period. Patient is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. One can consider echocardiogram to evaluate for congenital disorder, period. However, a patient states that he has no prior history of abnormal EKG, period. Despite the same period, correction, despite the same comma, he is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for saying signs, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.